Been animated. Been animated. Been animated. Been animated. Been animated. Been animated.
This is a Cray Tray production.
Trey songs.
Ah, okay.
Been animated.
Okay.
Been animated.
So in the bottom of the hour, that's 2:30 in the biz, we call it the bottom of the hour. You wouldn't understand the biz.
Been animated.
But we're going to take calls.
Been animated.
Now, generally, that's our spot for the Crow Line. But Blake is very protective of the Crow Line and how it's created these days. And he wouldn't allow Killer to try to carry three bowling balls over to the machine and do that. So we're going to take calls, maybe even Killer-centric calls. I don't know. We're celebrating the Killer today because it's his last day working in the Hang Zone. He's been doing so consecutively for 5 days. And we think he's done very well. He's earned an octopus.
I think they should be, if we're going to do calls, all Killer calls. All.
All right. Well, I don't like calls. To yell at people like you do. Demand they do.
I mean, I would prefer they not call at all.
Okay.
But I'd love to direct things to Jason Killer Kellison.
We're going to do that at 2:30. But now is not 2:30. Now is time for some Friday follow-up. And I wanted to start with a couple of things that were failures.
Okay.
And try to get them right. You remember the day after Easter, I walked in here and we had a... So, you know, on Easter, me and the kid and I don't know, we colored eggs. And for my last egg, I said, well, let me leave it in here all night and let's see what happens. I'm sure it'll be crazy. And then we had a big presentation on the air, and we took it out, and you grabbed it, and there was nothing crazy about it. It was just an egg. But that was in, like, 9/10 water and then 1/10 vinegar.
Yeah, you cut it.
And Julie said she had heard if you leave it in vinegar all night, then the egg becomes a rubberized egg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to do that when we were little.
Okay, well, last night, I poured myself a glass of vinegar and put a hard-boiled egg in there.
Yeah, that makes me nervous, you walking around with a glass of vinegar.
Yeah, I get especially nervous around this radio equipment, but here we go.
It's going to ruin our whole deal.
So you're going to be the one touching it.
Okay.
And I'm going to put it over here. Do we have some unveiling music? Some unboxing music, maybe? So I'll put it here on this napkin.
Maybe move the big phone.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to get that thing wet. Although I think vinegar cleans.
It can, yeah.
So if we pour it on this equipment, it should just clean it up.
No, don't do that. Please.
Are you sure?
No, please don't do that.
All right. Let's see.
Company man killer.
I know. We're trying to do science, dude. We're trying to learn.
Science tells you don't pour liquids on electronics.
You're going to tell Jonas Salk. No. Don't try that. What if it doesn't work? All right, here we go. I'm setting down the, pulling it out with the little egg coloring thingy there, little metal wire.
No one knows
thing.
What that thing's called.
No.
All right, go ahead. Now Jake is going to put his hand on it. Grab the egg. See what it feels like. Does it feel like a hard-boiled egg?
Ugh.
What is it?
Styrofoam.
Styrofoam?
Really? Ooh, look how mushy it is.
Hold it in your hand.
Well, I'll hold it.
Doesn't that feel kind of like styrofoam?
I'd go rubber. I'm going rubber.
Yeah, once the excess is rubbed off.
Hold it in front of your Zoom camera. I'm going to take a photo.
Ooh.
So
she wants to take a photo of the egg. So,
got it.
I mean, it looks kind of like a regular egg. It just doesn't feel like
I think it
egg.
Might even bounce, but I don't want y'all to try it.
Do you know how gross my hand looks now with all this?
Here's some paper towel. Oh, you got a paper towel roll. How
like,
about this?
Looks like
now,
I've been busy.
I have 100 non-sequential dollar bills.
No chance.
Eat that egg.
No chance.
1,000.
1,000?
No, I'm just
okay.
Negotiating. Not offering. I'm just
we
saying,
would all
did
fight
you say
you
yes
for that
to
one.
That?
100's a no, 1,000's a yes.
You would eat that egg. It's hard boiled, so that the shell, you'd be eating the shell.
$1,000? No question. I'd probably do it for five.
500.
Can I do it? Okay, can we get a trash can? But I don't want you to pay me $500, dude. Like, that's not fun.
Okay, well, then let's do it for the show.
No. I will, because I'll vomit for sure.
I think you'd be fine.
Which I don't have a problem doing on the air if you want to hear me vomit, but I will vomit.
All right, well, I think that's called a follow-up, and we have succeeded,
look,
right?
There you go.
So we failed earlier.
Yeah.
And we have now succeeded.
Good job.
Elsewhere, we failed. If you listened at 1210 today, 1215, we're trying to celebrate our city of the week, which is Waco, Texas. They had sent us a nice gift bag.
Very sweet of them.
It must have been because we were talking bad on Waco. I don't remember.
No. We did both. We did one bad and one good. We did one.
I don't remember why.
Hyping up Scott Drew.
I don't remember why would they send us a package. But we tried calling them earlier, and basically Killer failed. He screwed that one up. And then they called us back. So we understand we have Waco on the line. I know I tried calling Debbie McCutcheon. She is the Economic Development Coordinator for the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce, and I believe she is on our Buyer's Barricade ticket hotline. Debbie, do you read me?
Yes, we hear you.
Hi, Debbie.
Who's we? Hey. Who else do we got?
Oh, we got the whole crew here.
The whole crew?
They're all here.
That's right.
The entire Waco Chamber of Commerce is online?
We have the entire Waco Chamber Economic Development team.
Wow.
And how big is that team?
Four.
There's only two of us right here, so outnumbered.
So you guys seem to be doing pretty well economically developing Waco.
It's been a good run for us, for sure.
So was Jake speaking bad about Waco? Is that why you guys sent us some nice stuff?
You know, we knew that you were going to be talking about Waco because our Bears were doing so great, and so we wanted to make sure that you knew all the other good things that were happening in the community, too.
Hey, I like to say Sick'em Bears.
We do, too.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing we came up with here.
How much of the team's job is just sort of kind of roll the ball over to Chip and JoJo and let them fix all this for everybody and create economic development just by existing?
Hey, we could have never asked or never paid for the type of awareness that we have because of Fixer Upper. So we're really appreciative of that.
Shiplap.
Do you feel that was better pub than the whole David Koresh thing?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have paid for that. I mean, that would be a
no.
That would be a bad buy.
That'd be a pretty bad investment.
That's the whole any pub is good pub, though.
No.
What's up with the compound there? Can you go to it? Is that a tourist attraction?
Yes, you can go to it. There's a memorial there.
Oh, that's a little sad.
Well, what do you think there's going to be, a roller coaster?
No, kind of like you pay your tickets to get on one of those rides, and you ride through it, and then you could see David Koresh and his followers.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, like a animatronic, whatever, the thing at Six Flags,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Debbie McCutcheon, don't you? You're feeling me.
Well, sort of, but we've got other things to talk about.
Oh, we do? What do you mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, we got basketball, and we got Waco, and we got Chip and Joanna. We got other things.
Okay. So, yeah, you've just listed off the greatest parts of Waco, right?
They have a nice zoo.
We do. We make some pretty good whiskey, too.
Okay, yeah. We thank you for the bags. At least Dan, Jake, and Julie, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Top three members.
Right. Those are really the only people that matter. Sorry about that, Mino, but Waco does not appreciate you as much. But we appreciate you. And way to go. That's pretty sweet. The whole Scott Drew experience is better than the last coach, isn't it?
Casey.
Dan.
While true.
The ear of Dan.
We're really appreciative.
With your silence, I will take that as a yes, that you do think it's better that...
Yes, yes.
The publicity you are receiving today is significantly better than the publicity you received, let's say, 18 years ago.
Well, yes, it is. Much better.
Right. I would vote for this to happen again over the other thing
happening again.
Wouldn't you?
For sure.
Exactly.
In fact, let's do it again next year. Let's do it again. Let's get a two-peat. Let's back-to-back it. And no one did.
That's
no
right.
one said that when Dave Bliss's thing went down. No one's like, I hope this happens again next year.
All right. Waco, we really appreciate you
We're
guys sending us this
distancing
stuff.
From him. We don't know him. Thank you, Waco, for being wonderful and sending us treats.
Go visit Waco.
Oh, and hey.
Go to the
We brought
silos.
You some cookies.
Congratulations. You are our city of the week.
Look at that. 2 weeks in a row. Who would have thought?
Out of every city.
What do they win?
This phone call.
No.
We call the winner.
Maybe we'll send them a, you know what they have? They have these little octopus stress ball thingies.
Okay.
That Raymond, our t-shirt guy, said he was thinking of making us some of those, and we could give them out.
Does that fire you guys up? That sounds like a pretty good deal.
What would be better if I was to send you a stress ball, octopus stress ball, or a ticket koozie?
I'll take the stress ball.
See?
Yeah, well,
let
me tell you.
After this conversation, they need your stress ball, Dan.
Well, no, I just want to give you some advice. Get rid of those Waco koozies, because no one wants a koozie anymore.
I've already used mine.
Oh, okay. Jake's lying. No one likes a koozie, but the t-shirts are great.
Okay, we appreciate that.
All right. Well, I appreciate you guys. I hope
keep developing that that economic.
we'll try our best.
Okay.
All right.
High
Goodbye,
five.
Waco.
Bye.
Thank you.
That's Waco.
Sweet group of people there.
Dan,
our city of the week.
Julie, what did you think was going to happen?
They were so nice.
Oh,
I thought
the best. Salt of the earth.
We had already talked not highly of them. They sent us a bunch of goodies. I thought we were going to call and we were going to make everything okay and say thanks for the goodies.
I think we did.
Fair and balanced. And
we made everything great.
They were so
if nothing
sweet.
Else, and I feel like we're helping them.
You want me to enjoy it?
Letting people know you still can go to Mount Carmel.
Yes.
If you want to go, you can go. Now, it doesn't have an animatronic Chuck E. Cheese-style band on it like Dan wanted, but...
But look at how far they've come.
Yeah.
They used to be the city of David Koresh and Dave Bliss and basketball players lying around everywhere.
Anymore.
Now look at them. They're cutting down
nets. They want to talk about Chip and JoJo in the zoo.
Those are Briles, but probably zoom right past
Ooh,
that.
I forgot about Art Briles. Dan, call him back. Let's talk Art Briles. It's 2:30 on the ticket.
Call him back. The ticket.